Northwest Airlines says it's losing millions of dollars a day, in part because of high fuel costs and billions of dollars in long-term debt. The airline faces another possible spike in oil prices because of Hurricane Katrina, and Northwest is in the second week of a strike by union mechanics. By the end of last week, the company acknowledged it had been having problems with delays, but it was quick to point out that the operations were improving, and those improvements may be bad news for the mechanics union. Annie Baxter of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
So far, much of the response to the strike has been a numbers game. Both sides have tried hard to shore up their positions using flight performance data. The company blamed some of the initial drops in its performance on the mechanics, saying they left a backlog of work before walking out. The mechanics union, on the other hand, feasted on the flight delay numbers generated by some outside analysts. The union said the figures proved the airline couldn't operate successfully without the striking workers. But now the union is distancing itself from those numbers. Steve McFarlane is Assistant National Director of the Aircraft Mechanics Fraternal Association, or AMFA, which represents Northwest's mechanics. He says he's skeptical of any data that originates in the airline's records of delays and cancellations.
See, all that information is generated by Northwest Airlines, and so I don't know that anybody can make any real sense of it, because Northwest creates the numbers and they can make them look any way they want to.
But Northwest's numbers appear to be serving it well. Carlson Wagenli, one of the country's largest travel agencies, isn't seeing a drop in corporate bookings on Northwest. Executive Vice President Mike Ketting says agents have been sharing Northwest's operating statistics with their customers.
And those continue to indicate good performance, improving performance.
I know some independent analyses were showing earlier that there actually were a lot of delays. Was that something that you were talking about?
You know, certainly Northwest acknowledged that they had quite a few delays, but that has improved, you know, substantially. Frankly, we are reliant on the Northwest figures as much as everyone else.
And if the numbers took another dip, it's not clear that would actually hurt Northwest. In the baggage claim area at Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport, Michelle Woolihan, a pharmaceutical data analyst who flies regularly between Washington, D.C. and Minneapolis on Northwest, says she's not ruffled by any effects of the mechanics walkout.
I will not switch airlines just because somebody's on strike. I deal with cancellations and delays on a normal basis, so this is not new news to me.
Woolihan says those problems are just a regular part of business travel. Some analysts say that given Northwest's improved flight performance and its healthy bookings, it's winning the strike on the numbers front. But according to Bob Bruno, a labor relations professor at the University of Illinois, that doesn't mean the mechanics union is doomed. He says it could win by other means. For one thing, he says the solidarity of other Northwest unions could be decisive. So far, those unions have not rallied behind AMFA. Bruno says they might come around if the airline permanently hired the replacement workers who are filling in for striking mechanics.
That is the kind of nuclear option that Northwest would be playing. And there are many cases historically of where something like that is done, where you find that it so raises the heat involved in a dispute that you can generate labor solidarity.
But so far, Northwest has been coy about its plans for the replacement workers. For now, the airline is trying to assure on-time departures and arrivals. For NPR News, I'm Annie Baxter in St. Paul.